Greg Funk, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold, all the coldest team in town. Pat and Cook running things here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. John Burton, he is off today. By the way, tomorrow he's going to be off until Thursday, getting a little a vacay in here. But guess who's going to be in studio tomorrow? Big Joe Dubin. Joe's coming in and is going to sit in for, of course, now with Main Street Media. Yeah. Joe's going to come in and sit in and eat our food. And it's all gone, Joe. Anyway, no, Big Joe's going to be in here tomorrow morning. Alan Bell 24/7, Alan Bell 24/7 Sports Line. And if you don't follow Alan on Twitter, do so. He's a fun follow, especially if you like to play. You know, Alan, what are you doing, man?
I'm just hanging out, buddy. You doing all right?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
You got plenty of supervision over there?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. first off, I want to do this. Tell the people how to find what you do, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, you can definitely find me on Twitter, like you said, at AlanBell247. But mainly, sportsline.com. Mm-hmm. We are with CBS Sports, and really what we do is give you an edge in regards to sports betting, whether it's college football, NFL, baseball, NBA, I mean, you name it. What we want to do is simulate games, grade bets, make sure that you hit the right ones, stay away from the wrong ones, make a little money, and then, you know, be happy on Monday.
or don't have to go double up to catch up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Usually these primetime games, these Monday night games, that's what people are chasing. Yeah, we don't want you to do that at all.
We're going to go around the horn, certainly talk about the Titans as well, obviously the local, but last night, without a dog in the hunt, what a fun! Unless you had the Packers plus the three, I think you're even more happier. But what a fun game to watch! Aaron Rodgers, Garoppolo was on point, throwing haymakers at each other, and I really enjoyed that game. 49ers are a good football team. There's no doubt about it. But Green Bay, and what was it? Less than 30 seconds, you give Aaron Rodgers the ball. Crazy.
It's insane. First off, you're right. It was an excellent game. And two, you know, we keep finding out that there's no amount of time that you could give Aaron Rodgers because he's going to make it happen, right? Like, I mean, 30 seconds in the NFL. That's insane. Against a good defense.
With no timeouts.
Right? Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just insane what this guy can do. He's so good. He's so talented. And you're right. It was a fantastic game. It was everything that it was built up to be. And, you know, we'll see these two teams down the road, because they both got some more noise to make this year in the NFL.
In the West, Seattle loses again yesterday, but you look at the Rams and you look at the Cardinals. I don't know, not totally convinced on them yet either, but that division's a lot. It's going to go, both wild cards from there, right?
Yeah, that division is really good. And, you know, you're right. You look at the Seahawks, they're 1-2. They've lost two straight now, but, you know, they'll be good. The Rams, they might be the best team in the NFL. They are a fantastic football team because they play defense. They can take the top off of Matthew Stafford, but they don't mind running the ball either, right? Like, I mean, Sean McVay has got a heck of a team out there. And the Cardinals, I'm with you. The Cardinals are very explosive. Their problem is that, you know, Kyler Murray, you either get Jekyll or Hyde, right? Like, he can take the top off of defense any second, and he can give away the ball at any second, right? So, they got some work to do, but long story short, man, the NFC West, that's a rock fight out there.
Well, and obviously you mentioned the Rams, 34-24 winner over the Bucks in that game. Brady throws for 432 yards, but good for Matthew Stafford. He got out of Detroit jail, and he's having fun. And 343 yards, four touchdowns, and you really sense that hey, I have a stage now, and also obviously in LA, one of the largest in the world, to do something where he's been, you know, no matter how good he was, he was always in Detroit.
Yeah. He had a ceiling, right? Like, there's only so far he could go. And now the team can go as far as it wants to. And you're right. I mean, he had a heck of a day. He's had a good game. I believe all three, but you know, he's not the only guy, right? Like, he doesn't have to be the guy that saves the team, right? Like, I mean, Aaron Rodgers can do that. Tom Brady can do that. Not many others can. And you don't want to be in that position. So, you know, this is a perfect place for Stafford. He can be as aggressive as he wants to. He can also lean on the run game, and he knows that he has the defense. that can keep other teams in check. So it's kind of a perfect fit for him. And I'm excited to see how far they take it, because this team is really good. It's really fun.
You know, Alan Bell with us, Alan Bell, 247sportsline.com is how to find out him. And he's a great follow on Twitter, by the way. And I guess the Lions are easy whipping boys. But I tell you what, they got lioned yesterday on the delay a game penalty that wasn't called. I mean, wow. The refereeing in this league is amazing. And last night, Jerome Boger, that's the word. Why the hell that crew's even in the NFL, I have no idea. But and the Lions, though, they got lioned.
They did. I mean, they did. And you know, we talked about how, you know, every year, every game, Aaron Rodgers, it seems to be more amazing at what he could do. Every year, every game, it seems to be what less amazing the Lions can do and figure out ways to lose. I hate it for him. It's brutal. And you're exactly right. And, you know, that's what kills me about, officiating in the league, is that you'll see phantom holding calls come from the other side of the field that nobody was paying attention to, nor should they have been, right? And then it's like, we just missed this, you know? Like, what is going on here? How do we miss this? So I hate it for them. Justin Tucker, I mean, that's an amazing kick. And think about this. That kick was, what, 66 yards,
66
right?
yards, yeah. I'm glad you brought it up, because I was going to, yeah.
Yeah, 66 yards. That one kick was more yardage total than the Chicago Bears had all day against the Cleveland Browns. They had 47, so there you go.
Yeah, Prater, 64 back in 2013. Was that in Denver, right? Is that?
Yep.
And so, obviously, you can extrapolate that on out. But, yeah, 66-yarder to win the game is pretty amazing. Ben Roethlisberger. I know he threw for over 300 yards, but, man, he can't move.
No, he can't. And the Steelers' offensive line's not helping him out either. Oh. You know, my biggest question is this. How in the world did they beat the Bills? What did they do in week one to beat the Bills? Because now the Steelers are coming back to earth, who we kind of thought that they would be this year. And, they're getting old, and they're getting old fast right in front of us. And you're right. You know, Roethlisberger, he's had a Hall of Fame career, and praise to him, but it is getting towards the end.
And now the Bengals are, how close are they? Because, I mean, Burrow, yeah. and they got good balance, in their offense, and Burrow's going to be okay.
Well, he is, and I'll say this. I mean, you remember last year, right? Like the Bengals, you know, before he was injured, the Bengals were a terrible team, just all around in terms of talent. And Burrow won and kept them in games. Like, I think we need to appreciate more how good of a quarterback Joe Burrow is. Look what he did at LSU. Look what he's doing now. Like, he is that good. The Bengals, they still clearly have work to do, and they're in a really tough division, you know, when you're looking at the Browns and the Ravens and even the Steelers. But, yeah, this Burrow kid can play, man. He is a tough, good quarterback.
Well, and somebody that they brought in and they put him out there and they stuck with him, Justin Herbert, that's paying dividends now. San Diego goes into Kansas City and wins 30-24. A sidebar, Andy Reid after the game, taken by ambulance to hospital, dehydration overnight to be fine. So that's great news there. Now, San Diego, they always win in Kansas City, don't they? I mean, it's crazy, but they need to play their, both games there, I guess. But anyway, so they win, and Herbert looks good, and Williams is a stud, man. I mean, so they're, are the Chargers for real?
Yeah, they are. They're a good football team. I mean, it goes to show, you have one of these, hot young quarterbacks, that's got an arm. Buddy, you can win some games in this league, and they're good. Their defense is solid. Their secondary is very, very good. And we look at the Chiefs now. They've lost two straight games. And they're, the Chiefs are averaging, around 30 points, per game. I think they only scored 24 yesterday. But they're averaging, 30 points roughly. But they're giving up 30-plus points per game as well. They've got some defensive issues. And I'm not sure exactly what they need to do to fix their problems, because – their offense is going to be fun. It's going to score points. But we're finding out now that you can't always come and play from behind, man. Like, that's not going to work long term. So they got some soul searching to do over there.
Alan Bell with us. Alan Bell 24/7 on Twitter. Allan Bell on Twitter with the 247 at the end of that as well. I'm saving the Titans to the end, so we're just going around the NFL. But another one, the Patriots. Of course, there's going to be so much made of this coming Sunday night, the Tampa Bay and Brady return and all of that and yada, yada, yada. But they're just not any good right now. I don't think they're very good at all, quite frankly.
They're limited, right? You know, it's interesting that the Patriots and Tom Brady both lost this week, like coming into that game, right? But yeah, I mean, the Patriots are—they're a limited team. Like, they could play pretty good defense, but if you jump up on them, they're just not ready yet. They can be. I believe in Mac Jones. I think he's going to be a heck of a quarterback, but they haven't really opened him up yet. They're just kind of limited at what they can do.
They have no ground game at all. Nobody can't run the ball.
They don't have much. Yeah, they don't have much of an offensive line. They just don't have all of that together of what we used to see. And they have to win games ugly, and their defense needs to make games ugly, you know, for them to win. And again, you know, everybody wanted to blame Cam Newton, and I get it. Cam's not my favorite quarterback in the world, but there was a lot of disrespect thrown at him. This team's not been good for a while, right? Essentially since Brady left, right? Like, they got old in a hurry. And we're starting to see the same issues that we saw last year pop up again this year. It wasn't all Cam Newton up there.
Well, at home here, Titans 25, Colts 16. Ryan Tannehill, one of his better games, 18 of 27, 197. I know he did have the two picks, but he also ran for 56 yards, career high. And the things that stood out to me is, one, the back end of the roster. The three touchdowns were Westbrook Akinney, Chester Rogers, and the running back,
McNichols,
Jeremy McNichols. Thank you, Patton over there. But then no A.J. Brown, curiously, no Julio Jones in that fourth quarter. But just, I thought, a methodical type win yesterday. Although, and you're looking at players that I'm even on the other side of the ball. Ayeni, David Long. I mean, this bottom end of the roster is performing well.
Yeah, I think it goes to show how good of a quarterback Ryan Tannehill is.
It
was sloppy yesterday. It wasn't pretty by any means offensively, but they had some really nice drives, really good, long, sustained drives. I was really impressed with that, all things considered, with A.J. Brown not out there, with Julio Jones in and out. Tannehill made a lot of good things happen. I think that the Colts had, 10 or 13 points came off of turnovers, something around there. I think it was 10.
10 points, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, if those don't happen, the Titans probably win 30-7.
Yeah, the Colts offense only scored one touchdown. Even with all of that.
And I, the defensive pressure that the Titans got, on Carson Wentz, obviously he can't move, but that defense was bull rushing yesterday. We haven't seen that really in a while. They were getting after Carson Wentz. You could see the game plan was exactly that, because they knew how immobile Carson was. But there were some plays where, you know, linebackers, defensive linemen, they were shot out of a cannon. Like, it looked good to see that out of the Titans defense. We haven't seen that really in a while. But yeah, I mean, you know what, a good win. You win at home, you beat a division rival, you know, that you need to take care of in those games, and they did it. It wasn't always pretty, but they did it. So give them a lot of credit, and they got the Jets this week. If they can win that game, and you end the first month of the season 3-1, that's pretty good. Like, it's hard to win in this league. You start 3-1, take that all day long.
You know, and I mentioned that at the top of the drive when it was 7-7, 8-play, 75-yard scoring drive, then late to put it away, the 14-play, 67-yard drive that ended up with Bullock's field goal to make it a two-possession game with under 3 minutes to go. So, yeah, those drives. And it was Tannehill making those plays with his legs, but finding players. I thought it was one of Tannehill's better games. It really was.
It was one of his better, tougher games. And I'll say this. It's very important that Tennessee has a kicker figured out. Good for Randy Bullock. Good for this team. Because this team's going to need field goals, as most do in the NFL. If you're playing without a kicker, you're not going to win very much in this league. So the fact that they have a reliable kicker out there, that's worth its weight in gold. Kind of like a lawyer, right? Like, you don't need a good one till you need a good one, right? Like, that's a good thing for this team to have.
Alan Bell, 24/7. Follow him there, sportsline.com. Find out his stuff there. Who do you like tonight? I mean, what is it tonight? Is the I had the numbers written down here. Eagles, Cowboys. Is Cowboys still -3.5?
3.5, yeah. Or somewhere, depending on what book. But I like the Cowboys in this one. Look, they're pretty much who we thought they are. They can score a lot of points. Your defense give up some points, too. Dak Prescott's 9-2 against the spread on extended rest. And I think we're overvaluing the Eagles off of a week one win against Atlanta, which a team's not very good, right? Like, I think that we're giving them a little too much credit. So, yeah, give me the Cowboys at home.
Go find that. If you like the Cowboys, go find that 3 and not the 3 in the hook, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Alan. Always fun, buddy.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Alan Bell, 24/7. That's how you can follow him on Twitter and sportsline.com. And if you're a player, look at what he does.